Radio.
Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you by Lavassi International. Lavassi International is bringing masculine designs to your bathroom. Lavassi is the exclusive retailer of handcrafted ceramic sink, combining a handmade manufacturing process with an industrial finish. If you're looking for something different, check out their tribal design, spike design, or puzzle design, just to name a few. Lavassi International, lavassi.co.uk. Let me spell that for you. LOVASI.co.uk. Now shipping to the United States of America and Canada. Use the code word FANGOS to receive 25% off any purchase. Now back to the show.
Are you looking for a new way to stay fit and healthy? At Green Life Vitality, we work with you to customize your fitness plan and your nutrition plan. We also teach you how to prepare meals for your busy life. Visit us online at greenlifevitality.com. Use the code AMPRADIO for your free consultation.
Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we...
AMP Radio.
Yeah, okay. You know, what are you doing?
AMP Radio.
Fetch. Big meat. Fetch.
Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo.
Fetch.
I had impressive performance.
Fetch.
They're gonna bang, bro.
Fetch.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
All right.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you as ever by the AMP Radio Network. Thank you, Gordy. Belting that one out. We appreciate it. All right, guys. This one, this particular episode, this show, we like to call hashtag smack my picks up. This one will be Bellator 194. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Bellator Open Weight Grand Prix is back. Second fight in the first round, Mitrione versus Nelson 2. That's right. They're running it back, brother. It will be held on Friday, February the 16th, 2018, at Mohican Sun Arena in Connecticut. And ladies and gentlemen, guess what? This will be aired live in Pronto on the Paramount Network. Tony, what a relief. This one will not be tape delayed. This one will be live and direct. I tell you, I cannot wait. This is the way we should watch our sports. So we are going to cover the top four fights on this fight card. And, of course, let's get into it right now. I'm speaking too much. Let's bring the star of the show. That's right, the life of the party. I said it. Pam from North Carolina.
Hi, guys. Happy late Valentine's Day. Hope you all were good.
I wanted to say that in my intro. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And, of course, happy anniversary to you and yours.
Oh, thank you.
You're more than welcome, Pam. You're more than welcome. Also with me tonight, of course, we have the boss man himself coming at us from the mean streets. That's right. I said it. The mean streets and the original AMP Studios, Danville, California. Let's bring him in right now. The boss man himself, TJ Cody.
Hey! It's Tony time, bitches!
The AMP Studios, original AMP Studios in San Mateo, California, which was a lifetime ago, Proteus, as we head into our second year. And of course, happy Singles Awareness Day, also known as SAD.
Is it really?
Very good, very good.
It really is.
Sad, or this is that particular day it is?
No, for the people that are single, we never want to leave anyone out. So happy Singles Awareness. Before we get the other star of the show, Marco, in, I do want to say this, guys. Listen, we're very cognizant of what occurred in Florida. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those people. It's too many tragedies are going on, and we need to be kinder to each other all across the board. So just I'm not going to speak for all of you guys, but just on my behalf, I just want to say, you know, listen, thoughts and prayers go out to those affected.
No, absolutely. Tony, you've got that right. And of course, it's a half a world away from me, but still, that kind of stuff we have seen too much lately, and it's kind of breaking my heart all the way up here, guys. See, I don't know what's going on down there with your country, but y'all, like you said, Tony, could all use everybody in the whole world could use a little bit more kindness to one another, and maybe that would go a long way.
I agree.
That's right.
All right. So let's go ahead, and like as you mentioned, Tony, bring in the star of the show from deep in the heart of Texas. You know who he is. Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, what's up, man?
Hey, Pasa, I know Marco's life is getting in the way right now. So how are you, Marco? Are you a little stressed out?
Oh, a little? Okay, let me start with, like, last Monday, my bank account got hacked. There was money. No, not funny, because they took $1,000 out. I had to change my security settings. They reimbursed my money. They had to change my credit card. Yeah, it's been stressful for the last two days. So if you guys get any... like attempts of people logging in from Kuwait. Yes, Kuwait. You better watch out. Call your bank or something. I wasn't the only person. Three other people that I know got attacked here in the Waco area, too. So,
wow.
Going around, man. Remember, not too long ago, Equifax data mining, and a lot of people, personal information got compromised. That's how these people are mining your information, man, and hacking into your bank accounts and stuff. Good news, they can only take $1,000 out because that is the cap that I got. Good news, too, is that I got everything reimbursed. The bad news is a pain on the ass to change all your settings. Dude. Yeah, the last
thing Marco,
is really stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful!
We hear what you're saying, brother, and we apologize for any inconvenience caused by the crazy hackers from, where'd you say, Saudi Arabia?
Kuwait.
Kulos, man. A bunch of kulos.
Yeah,
indeed.
For real. Well, because you know what? That happened to me. My bank called me because somebody had tried to purchase some tickets for Turkish Airlines. I'm like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Love it.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Right. Where? I mean, where that is. But anyway, I'm glad you got that resolved because that's scary. It looks like big time. You're messing with my money. You're messing with my emotions. Right? Big perm.
That's right.
All right, guys.
Don't worry about my free time, my woman, and my money.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. As mentioned at the top of the show, Marco, in case you missed it, this one here in particular is Bellator 194, as I mentioned earlier. The Open Weight Grand Prix is back, but let's start, DJ Tony, in the women's flyweight division we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. She's very excited about this one. So Heather Hardy, age 36, 1-1 against your girl, Tony, Anna Houlihan, 37 years old, 2-3, as Tony pointed out, a very salty record. Marco, we're going to go right straight to you, get your thoughts on this fight. What you got?
Okay, so... As it goes on, today's weight was a little bit dramatic, you know. Heather Hardy missed weight by 2 ounces. But the commission did not allow her to take her bikini off, you know, to use the towel.
Yeah.
And they didn't allow her the extra 2 hours to be able to drink the 2 ounces that she was over. So they penalized her 20% of her purse. First of all, they didn't inform her that she was not good to go. And then, like, when she was already rehydrated 2 hours later, they told her, hey, by the way, you lost 20% of your purse. But it's $2,500. I mean, it's not chump change for a MMA fighter that is just starting. So just for that reason alone, for all the pains and headaches that she has been going through, I'm picking Heather Hardy. I mean, these two guys are boxers, you know, they're starting their MMA career. Heather Hardy is a little bit younger. I think it's a little bit more on her prime than Anna Houlihan. They're going to pick Heather Hardy. I don't see this is going to the ground. They're not going to try to test their jiu-jitsu or their kickboxing. It's basically going to be a boxing match with small gloves. And I'm feeling Heather Hardy. She's going to outpoint this girl at 28-28. Let's say a split decision. Let me make it interesting.
Okay, so Marco with a split decision for Hardy. And just so we can recount last weekend, and I will do it again on the next show. Marco, I believe we're going to give the weekend to you for calling decision on the Curtis Blaydes fight. That's where you're going to get your win. So I think, Marco, you took last weekend. So give yourself a pat on the back.
I'm giving myself two pats on the back because I deserve them.
Attaboy. Take advantage of it. All right. Let's throw to you, Pam. I mean, I know this division is near and dear to you. Of course, this being the Bellator women's flyweight division, what you got going on here? You got Heather Hardy like Marco does? Are you feeling her pain? Are you banana hooligan?
Well, no. You know, the other thing, I was trying to catch up on that because I didn't know if that fight was going to happen or not. And they were apparently that they said that they gave a little bit of allowance for the bikini, which is why she didn't have to take it off. But then there was a story that I read that I forget the guy's name, but said if she would have tried to cut the weight, that they were not going to let her fight because they were more concerned about her health. So given that, I think being fined gives her motivation to win. But still, hang on, I'm going to put on speaker. Hang on. Okay, y'all hear me?
Yep.
I'm flipping a coin. And it is tails.
Yeah, you didn't tell us what heads or tails was. Maybe you should
so
tell us.
So tails is going to Anna Hulaton decision.
Oh. All right. I think that's a little sketchy. I think it's a little
I know
sketchy.
It. Now I got to go get licks back a quarter.
So,
that sounded
okay,
like a Mohican sun recession, man. Very sketchy.
Badoom boom again. Yeah. Do you want to give us a method in a round at all, Pammy?
She said decision.
These girls are going to knock each other out. It's not going to the ground. Oh, my God. Each of them has one win by KO. I don't think it's happening. I think it's going to go to decision, I believe.
All right, so you're going decision as well, just going the other way.
In my black heart of hearts, yes, that's what I believe.
I did not catch that, but thank you, Marco, for pointing that out. Tony, we go straight to you, as I know.
Thank you.
You're a Heather Hardy fan. So what you got going on here?
Oh, my.
Heather Hardy.
Proteus, I'm a huge Heather Hardy fan when it comes to the looks department. There is no doubt about it. She's also, of course, a very talented boxer, but so is Anna Hulaton. Not to mention, of course, that Anna Hulaton, I love when they say San Francisco's Anna Hulaton because she's from Daly City, California, the mean streets of Daly City, California. But in the last two fights, so I've seen all of Heather Hardy's fights, and I've seen all of Anna Hulaton's pro fights in MMA. And honestly, none of them have really looked impressive, but I think Anna Hulaton has been a little bit more impressive than Heather Hardy. I don't think Heather Hardy's ready for the circle yet, the cage circle, if you will. So I'm going with Anna Hulaton via decision, and it's a tough one because I'm a Heather Hardy fan, but I'm going with Anna Hulaton via decision.
Okay, I see. I see what's going on here. We're all going to be very vanilla with our picks on this particular fight. Listen, guys, I do want to mention that they do not have the hoop of shame over there in Bellator, unfortunately, for the ladies to get undressed in. So I guess that's why they did not want to allow Heather Hardy to take off of the bikini. Listen, guys, I think they should have allowed her to do that. I think that's only right. I mean, we do it for, you know, the men. If a man was there, they would just get the towel out or whatever. But
that is sexist.
Is it?
Yeah, it's sexist. If they allow the men to get naked, but they won't allow the woman to get naked? Sexist.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, we got to have equal rights here, right, brother?
I'm down if the woman's
absolutely.
Get naked, I want to see some.
There is some Me Too moment, dude.
Absolutely. I'm all for women getting naked.
Hashtag Me Too.
All right. Before we dig ourselves a hole here, guys, I'm going to take Heather Hardy, and I'm going to take her by KO just to mix it up in the second. I know that Anna Hula Tan is a very, very talented fighter. Both, of course, their boxing acumen is very, very high. So I'm going to take Hardy. I'm just going to, you know, throw caution to the wind here and pick Hardy by KO in the second. Sorry, I'm just writing this down, everyone. Bear with me. Okay, guys. Very well done. Let's, Tony, if we can, move up to light heavyweight division. We go. Liam McGeary versus Vadim Nemkov. Nailed it. Pam, we're going to go lead off in this particular fight here. You know, Liam McGeary,
okay.
Somebody, to be honest with you, Pam, I don't believe I can remember his name. Let me give you there. I've not heard his name before. It doesn't spark anything in my mind. Liam McGeary, 35 years of age, 12-2. Vadim Nemkov, 25 years of age, coming up the young buck, 8-2. The light heavyweight division, Bellator. Pammy, what you got?
All righty. You know, on you look at this fight and you think easily, oh, Liam McGeary, because he's like the size of a fucking oak tree. But I did a little bit more research on this Vadim Nemkov, and keep in mind we're dealing with one of the OBs here, so that adds a little fuel right there. He has no reach because I couldn't find one, but he's 6 feet. What did I say last? 6 foot oh. He's 6 feet tall. A young guy, 25 years old, 7 KOs, 1 submission, 1 loss by KO, 1 decision. He is a Sambo fighter. Sambo, great at striking, powerful kicks, but all his wins have come in the first round, which makes you question his cardio. You have Liam McGeary, 6'6". He's a kickboxer, brown belt in jiu-jitsu, 6 KOs, 5 subs, 1 decision. His losses are by 1 sub and 1 decision. And I think he's going to warm up in the first round, and it's going to be a second sub by Liam McGeary.
Okay, so it's submission in the second. McGeary for Pam. Okay, so as Pammy was mentioning here, I'm just looking a little bit more into this gentleman's, Vadim's record, DJ Tony, and coming off of 3 wins. Mm-hmm. This is his second fight in Bellator, of course. Maybe that's why we don't recognize his name, but been in Risen, fought for them. Tony, what you got going here? Do you got Nemkov or do you got McGeary?
You know what? This is a tough one, Proteus, because I pride myself on being sort of a Bellator expert, or as Marshall likes to say, Belliforce, because I really do root for competition. The problem is Liam McGeary was a champ, and at his peak, when he was actually fighting pretty well, he looked pretty darn good. I don't know if he looked UFC ready good, but he certainly looked good. He's long, he's mean, but I think the injuries have sort of hurt him quite a bit, and I don't know if it's the same Liam McGeary that he's supposed to be. But that said, I think they're giving him this one. Not that there are any freebie fights or cans, etc., but I just don't think that Vadim Nemkov, at his age, with the reach disadvantage, etc., I don't think he could take Liam McGeary, who has a really good bottom game, by the way. His triangles are amazing. He's really lengthy. A poor man's Tri-City, if you will. So I'm going with Liam McGeary via submission in the second round.
I know. Were you able to find what Vadim's reach was by any chance? I couldn't find it anywhere. I went to probably 5 different sites and I couldn't find it. McGeary's 81 inches.
That's what she said.
Oh, padoom-poo.
I don't know.
No, I don't see it. I don't see it at all either. So again,
I couldn't find it anywhere.
Thank you, Tony. This is a fighter that we're being introduced to at the higher level, Marco. Like I was mentioning, I mean, Vadim is riding a 3-win streak, but again, coming up against, a former champ, and I don't know, DJ Tony, if we want to hold the 12-2 record against Liam McGeary, because, you know, 12-2 is nothing to sneeze at, Marco. So what you got here? Do you got the new up-and-comer, the young buck, or do you got Liam McGeary here?
So the former Estrella or Belaforce light heavyweight champion, I don't know who the other guy is. Who the fuck is that guy? Bellator's foul because they don't give a shit about their prelims, so why should I give a shit about those fighters? Everything points out to the fact that they want to get away here. I mean, one thing is for sure, Bellator, especially Scott Coker, is very good at setting the fighters that they're trying to push with rebound fights or easier fights, you know, because McGeary is coming out of a loss, you know. He's been away for a while, you know. We haven't seen the guy for a minute. And he's getting long on the tooth, too. He's 35. He's not a young buck, but he's a veteran, and he's a former champion. Everything should indicate that McGeary should win this fight. I don't have enough information to give you about the other guy to make an assessment of him, you know. As a matter of fact, it's the first time I ever heard of his name. He's an OB. He's a sambo guy, but that is all I know. So I'm going to go with the non-commodity. I think McGeary is going to take it, and I think McGeary is going to take it by submission on the third. There you go.
Okay, so you're going with a sub as well, but you're going in the third for McGeary as well. Okay, so I'm looking back in Vadim's record, of course. He beat Felipe Lins the last time he was in Bellator by TKO punches. Yeah, I think you guys are right here. I mean, unless something spectacular happens and Vadim is able to get inside and get to McGeary, and we've seen it happen. I mean, we've seen, you know, things like stranger things happen, if I could use such a phrase, in the light heavyweight division. But I'm going to take McGeary. I think you guys are right along the sub route, and I know this is not interesting podcasting, but I'm going to take McGeary. I'm going to take him early. I think he gets this one done. I think he dusts Vadim early, but I think, of course, he gets it done with the sub as well, because as you guys have mentioned, McGeary is very good on the ground. Maybe Vadim goes for a takedown and falls into a submission easy for Liam. I'm going to go sub in the first, so that's a clean sweep for McGeary.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I think we all feel that way, DJ Tony. I think we all feel that way. Okay, moving right along. We want to get this done. We got two more fights to go. DJ Tony, cue the music. Moving along to the lightweight division we go. This is the Pitbull brother token fight that we need to have on a Bellator event. Tricky, the Pitbull. That's right, I said Patricki versus Derek Campos. Tony, I'm going to throw to you for doing four fights on this, and I want it to be even for everybody. Tony, what you got?
Here's a tough part, because Patricki Pitbull is 5'7", and we've seen his fights before. I mean, he's all in. He swings all in. He's basically a taller John Lineker, if you will. But he did beat Josh Thompson, who is a shell of himself, and beat Bendo with one leg. But Derek Campos is really long, you guys. In that weight division, I know that he's only listed 2 inches taller, but he's really long, and he is on a 4-fight win streak. Granted, he also beat Pam's boy, Brandon Gertz, via TKO, doctor stoppage, brutal, and beat Derek Anderson, who I actually thought was pretty talented. This is a tough one, and I think this is honestly going to be probably the best fight of the night, even over Hoy Nelson and Matt Mitrione. But I'm going with Derek Campos, and I think Derek Campos is going to, believe it or not, TKO Patricki Pitbull, because that's the way Patricki rolls. Either gets knocked out or knocks out someone. So I'm going with DC, not the good DC, the shorter DC, Derek Campos, the Stallion. Yeah, TKO, second round.
Okay. And I, again, guys, I apologize. I always forget to give you the breakdown of these fighters because I'm just trying to get to the next fight. I apologize. So we've got Patricky, the Pitbull, Fiera, 32 years of age, 18-8, against Derek Campos, 29 years of age, Marco, 19-6. Let's throw it at you here. What you got here in the co-main event?
So we have to have a mandatory Pitbull Brothers freaking fight on this card. Mandatory, you know, we have to have it, or otherwise it's not a Bellator card. I got no confidence on the Pitbull Brothers. They're too on and off, and like Tony said, Campos, man, is a lanky guy. He can crack too. I tell you what, it's going to be an exciting fight, that is for sure, because this is one of the fights that I circle for this weekend to be one of the exciting, especially for Bellator. This for me, is the people's main event, you know. This fight is going to be action-packed. These two dudes don't give two damns about getting on the phone booth and just switching gassos at each other. But especially the older people, you know, this guy, the 155er, is very susceptible to getting clipped. And, yeah, he got some quality wins, but he also got some losses that he shouldn't have lost. Some fights that, like, how the fuck do you look to this guy? And I think he's due for a loss, and this is going to be it. Derek Campos, the lanky guy, I think he's going to use his reach, you know. He got decent ground game, too. His length is going to put this Pitbull brother into some trouble. So I want to pick Derek Campos with a TKO on the second round.
Okay.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, exactly. Tony agrees with you because that is his pick. I'm going to go next, then, and Pam, we're going to throw to you.
Okay.
Look, I have a very hard time picking against either of the Pitbull brothers. Again, he's already lost to Patricky back at Bellator 117. Guys, I think it goes the same kind of way here. I think Patricky is going to get this done. I think maybe he's going to draw it out a bit. You know, the last fight ended in the second round. I think I'm going to go third round. I'm going to go TKO punches as well. I'm going to have to go against you guys. I apologize, but I'm going to go with the Pitbull brother here. I know you guys are very, very, you know, against the Pitbull brothers.
Alternative facts.
But I'm going to have to take him here.
Okay, let's agree on one thing, though. The lighter, younger Patricky is the most talented one. The 145.
Yeah.
The older,
agreed.
Bigger Patricky, not so much. That is what I'm going against this dude. If it was the other way around, if it was the smaller guy, it would be a different tune of this call. So there you go.
Well, as I said, there is a history here, and I think it gets done. They're going to do it again, brother, but I think it's going to go the same way. Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yep. Okay, you guys keep talking about how long and lean Derek Campos is, but Patricky's got a longer reach than Campos does. He's taller by two inches, but Patricky has that 2-inch, 3-inch, 68, 3-inch reach advantage on him. Derek Campos, a boxing and wrestling, and he is coming off 4 straight wins, but yeah, you got Patricky, who's a black belt jiu-jitsu, and he does have wins over Thompson, Henderson, looking at 11 KOs, 1 sub 6 decision. And I just think he and his brother, they're like little Tasmanian devils. They get like so worked up and they can't calm down, and they're going in there with all kinds of energy. And it's like a little tornado coming at you, and I don't know if Derek Campos is going to be able to withstand all that anger and craziness from the Patricky brother, one of the Patricky brothers. So I'm actually going, I'm not looking for a KO because I don't think that's going to happen, but I am picking up Patricky by a decision for me.
All right. So Pam taking decision. So the crew is split on this one. Tony, let's cue the music because we are swiftly running out of time on this one. And we want to give the open weight Grand Prix its due. To the heavyweight division we go. Yes, indeed, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Matt Mastrione, 39 years of age, 12-5 against Hoy. Burger King Nelson, 41 years of age. Of course, Burger King, that is not his name, I apologize. 23-14. Marco. what you got here in the main event?
Welcome to the first true heavyweight of the Open Way Grand Prix. man, we saw this fight back in the day when Matt McKeown was very raw, very green, and Ryan Nelson, you know, handled his business.
Yeah.
But that was years. That was in 2013, man. That's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Roy Nelson, even though man, they're kind of sort of even on age. I mean, McKeown is 39 and Nelson is 41. But McKeown is a young 39. He got less mileage. Of course, you know, his whole career before going to Bellator was in the UFC. So he basically grew up in front of our eyes. Roy Nelson has fought everybody and anybody, man. I mean, you see his list of people he has beaten and lost to. The who is who? Barnett, Arlovski, Overeem,
Volkov,
Mark Hunt, Stipe, freaking, you name DC, you name it, he has fought them. But I think his better days are over, man. I mean, he is going to be good against, you know, green guys, guys that don't got enough experience. And that are like wise and athletic. I mean, Nelson is deceivingly athletic for his shape. He got good movement, and you know, his jiu-jitsu is legit. He's a legit black belt in Brazil years, and he beat Fran Mir on the freaking jiu-jitsu championships, man. But I'm taking McKeown. McKeown is a faster guy. I think that at this point in time, it is McKeown's fight to lose. Nelson had lost a step. He's not as quick as he used to be. And he relies too much on throwing the overhand right. He throws this very predictable, throw that hand over and over again. And if McKeown stays away from that, he can outpoint Nelson. I don't think McKeown is going to knock out Nelson because once he handles out Roy Nelson, he takes the uppercut from hell from freaking Marhad to knock him out. Nobody else has been able to do this. Just Marhad. But he gets outpointed. He gets outworked. And I said, that's what my McKeown is going to do. The blueprint to beat Roy Nelson is up there. You outwork him, and he's done. The one thing that McKeown has to be worried about is that Nelson is a little bit more willing to take it to the ground lately, and if he gets you to the ground, you know, the big gut of his on top of you is going to be very difficult to get out. But I'm taking McKeown by decision, advancing on the next round on the Bellator World Grand Prix to face the winner of Bader and Kimbo. What is some?
Yeah, listen, Marco. I agree with you that it's finally nice. I know it's only the second fight in this this tournament to see two heavyweights go at it. And of course, as you mentioned, Marco, we have seen this fight before. You are correct. It was when Mitrione was green. I think it was just. I don't think it was on the Ultimate Fighter, was it? Or was it just after the Ultimate Fighter? Do you remember?
It was right after the Ultimate Fighter because the final
right.
Ultimate Fighter was Nelson versus Brendan Schaub. It was a couple.
It was
of
the Ultimate Fighter finale.
It was Roy Nelson versus Brendan Schaub.
Yeah.
That was
Brendan
Schaub.
Yeah. They fought a couple of fights later. Because,
yeah. Okay.
McKeown
like I was saying.
McKeown fought Kimbo Slice, and after
yeah.
Kimbo Slice, he fought, I think, Roy Nelson.
Right, indeed. Okay, so it was just after the Ultimate Fighter. Of course, as you mentioned, Matt Mitrione would have been very green. He has, as you mentioned also, Marco, grown up in front of our eyes in the UFC, fighting the top caliber fighters every single step of the way in the heavyweight division. As you mentioned also, Roy Nelson, he's been around forever, fighting whomever, everyone that they put in front of him, you know, at the heavyweight division. He is getting up there in age. Apparently, one of the oldest guys, or the oldest guy, on the Bellator heavyweight roster. I tend to agree with you, Marco, and that's why I'm going second. We'll get Tony, and then we'll go to Pammy. I think Marco, though, I'm going to disagree with you. I think maybe this is when we see Roy Nelson meet his match. And I think that that overhand right, as you mentioned, is always going to be there. I don't know if it's coming as fast as it used to, Marco, but we'll see on Friday night. I'm going to take Mitrione. I'm going to take him by second round TKO. I just think that Mitrione, yes, he does get hit, and hopefully if he gets hit by Roy Nelson, he's going to be able to survive. Hopefully he doesn't get hit, and that he uses that footwork to evade the overhand right of Roy Nelson, and he gets it done. Second round TKO from Proteus here. I know that's not going to be a popular pick, but hey, I'm going out on a limb here. So, Tony, let's go to you. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to write this stuff down. Second round, if you can. Tony, let's throw it to you. What you got here in the heavyweight division? Again, the open weight Grand Prix. What you got, Tony?
So before this tournament was announced, I honestly thought that they were fast-tracking Matt Mitrione to the championship. Exactly. On paper, that's what I thought would happen, and that's why I think they brought him along, because at the time, they didn't have a heavyweight champion. I don't think they had a heavyweight champion for a couple years since the other guy left. But apparently, Scott Coker didn't want that to happen.
Can't do it.
Obviously not. Can't do it. On paper, guys, I've met both of these guys. Or actually, I've met Matt Mitrione. I stood close to Roy Nelson, maybe 20 feet away from Roy Nelson. Roy Nelson, I don't think is even taller than I am. I just don't think he's that tall. Matt Mitrione, guys, when I shook his hand here, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but GG, Gorgeous George, once told me to never name drop. All right, I'll give myself crickets on that one. But when I met Matt Mitrione, guys, this guy's huge. I mean, this guy may be only 6'3 on paper, guys, but he's like huge. I shook his hand. His hand honestly felt like I was shaking somebody's glove. I mean, that's how big this man is, and he does take shots, guys. But I think Marco's right. I think Roy Nelson has a lot more mileage than Matt Mitrione. I think Roy is a plus 165, Matt Mitrione a minus 190. I'm going Matt Mitrione, but I'm going Matt Mitrione decision, guys. I don't think this is going to go all three.
You said decision. Wait. It's not going to go all three?
How can I go all three? You're going to a decision. That makes no sense.
Well, Bellator, they're not going to go five, right? They're only going to go three, right?
It's okay. He misspoke. You said it's not going to go all three, but you said a decision. So you think it's going to go all three and it's going to be a decision. No worries. I got it, Tony.
Correct. I misspoke. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
All right. Tammy, let's throw to you, because as we always do, we are running long, guys. I apologize.
Okay.
Pam, let's throw to you. What you got here in the heavyweight Grand Prix main event? Bellator,
okay, well, it's like Marco said, Roy Nelson is deceiving. You know, he looks like he would just be like sitting on the couch drinking beer, but this guy's a boxer in black sash and kung fu and black belt in jiu-jitsu. But since we're running out of time, Matt Mitrione took out Fedor. I'm taking Matt Mitrione second on TKO. The end.
That is correct. Mitrione did take the leftover pieces of Fedor out. Sorry, Pam, one more time.
Second round TKO for me.
We are going all Mitrione, but Pammy and myself are choosing second round TKO. Tony and Marco, last week's champion, going with decision. Guys, this has been Smack My Picks Up for Bellator 194. Guys, I don't know if we're going to do maybe let's do a quick spotlight fight of the night on the way out. Pammy, do you have a spotlight fight of the night on the prelim card? Or we'll give you the one fight also on the main card, the curtain jerker. What you got?
Well, you know what? On this one, I did a spotlight for UFC. Sorry.
That's fine. Pam, thank you very much for coming out. We appreciate you being here. DJ Tony, you do have a spotlight part of the night. I know you're the Bellator guy. Have you looked a little bit further into the card? Anything we should be looking out for here?
Yeah, these guys are pretty young in their careers, and I don't know if anyone will amount to anything, but Tyler Hamilton versus Pat Casey. I think Pat Casey has some talent, so we'll see what happens here.
Okay, guys, and let me just mention to you, if you can't find the prelims, they are on the ParamountNetwork.com. Okay? So check them out online. Okay. Marco, do you have a spot in the night here at all, or should we just move along? Nothing to see here.
If Bellator doesn't care about the prelims, I don't care about the prelims. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Marco. I appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter. We're also on the Facebook. Just put in Amp Radio into your Google machine, and they'll find us. Thank you all very much for listening. This has been the Bellator 194 hashtag. Smack my picks up. We'll see you on the other side. Until next time, Tammy. Just like that.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.